Praise the Lord. Take this opportunity to thanks Pastor Mario Schiavone and his wife and the church here, the Metropolitan Baptist Church, for your support and all these years that you're supporting our ministry. Thank you so much. Thank you not only your financial support, but also your prayerful support. We know money cannot do anything without the support of your prayers to be able to maintain us in the field. We thank you all, and thank you for inviting us back to Metropolitan Baptist Church tonight. I was in the Southside Baptist Church this morning with Brother Michael Dillion, and he sent his love to Pastor and the church here in Metropolitan Baptist Church. We came here for a family thing, and we decided to use this time to come and visit the churches, and it's a good opportunity, good excuse to come to Australia. And you know, I love Australia. I love this church. This is my church when I was in Bible college, and when I left Australia, I went to the States. This is the last church I attend, and thank you, Pastor Murray, and thank you for. I know that he's one of the pastors that work in my life and straightened me up. He knows when I came to this church, it's kind of I was saved. I know I accept the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. I have decided to serve the Lord, but there are a lot of rough edges and need to be cut off. And I'm glad and I thank Pastor Mario for helping me out, you know, some of the rough edges in my life I'll be able to use for God's ministry. And thank you so much. Tonight I'm going to look at the book of Judges. I don't preach long. Pastor Hester, I always remember what he said in Bible college. When you finished, sit down and shut up. If you finish what God has given to you to say, you know, there's no need to continue on, because when you continue on with your words without the Lord's help. And Book of Judges chapter 1 and verse 22 to verse 26, if you don't mind that you stand with me and read this portion of Scripture. I want to read together with I want you to read together with me, Book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 22 to verse 26. Let's read. And the house of Joseph, they also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. And the house of Joseph sent to the cry Bethel. Now the name of the city before was Luz. And spies saw a man came forth of the city, and they said unto him, Show us, we pray thee, the entrance into the city, and we will show thee mercy. And when they showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but let his family. And a man went into the land of Hittites and built a city, and called the name thereof Luz, which is in the name thereof unto this day. Entitled this message tonight is Don't Repeat the Mistake. Don't repeat the mistake. Father, we just come before you this morning, tonight, and I just pray that you help me with the language that I will present your word. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, that we'll be able to see some things from this portion of Scripture that we'll be able to use for our own lives. That the mistake that we do in the past, we don't need to repeat, but go forward and serve you. Father, just pray that to help me with your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't repeat the same mistake. You know, there's a place in Texas, in the border of Texas and New Mexico, there's a place there that a missionary decided to go and start a church. And he went there and surveyed the place, and I talked to him directly when we were in a preacher's conference, and I talked to him, and he said, I went to the name of the place called Clayton. It's right in the border of New Mexico, up in the top part of Texas and the border of Texas and New Mexico, and said that I went there and talked to the people, and he said, people say that there's about 10 missionaries came over and no one stayed. And I decided to come and stay this time. And so 6 years ago, I met the guy again in U.S. He's not there in Clayton. And I thought, you know, this is another missionary that failed, that make several mistakes, because a lot of people go there. If it's 10 people went there and they never stop. He said that the reason why, because a lot of people coming here, they don't want the place. It's desert. They don't want the place, and they leave. And I thought to myself, I don't want to make the same mistake. When a missionary came to Samoa in 1830, by the name of John Williams, he came, he's a Congregation missionary, London Missionary Society. He came over and went straight to the king of Samoa at the time. And I believe by the history of Samoa, the king got saved because he changed his name from Malietoa Benupo to Malietoa Tawita, which is David, the king of the Bible. He changed his name to David. He actually got saved. But he declared that this nation will become a Christian nation. And I don't believe that because no one can declare and speak for other people. But he declared Samoa become a Christian nation. And today in Samoa, if you look at the internet and the statistic, 99.9% of Samoa are Christians. But that's not so. So I thought, you know, when the missionary left with the people, they are not crowned in the doctrines of the Word of God. And they left. And now we are trying to correct what the mistake they are. So I believe that I believe as long as God wants me to be there, I'll be there. If I die there, so be. Because I don't want to repeat a mistake. And there's a church, there's a Baptist church there. There's a missionary came and started a Baptist church, and he started school. And 1 year, one man got saved, and he left the church with him. You know, I tell you the truth. If you go to that church now, there's no different from other churches in the island, because he was not crowned in the Word of God, and he repeated the same mistake. And I look at this portion of scriptures, and you know, it teaches me something that I, you know, as I was reading this when I was in Arizona, I read this portion of scripture, and that's. Those verses stand out to me. And say, in the house of Joseph, they also went unto Bethel, and the Lord was with them. When God commanded the children of Israel, just before they entered the promised land, God said, whatever, you know, even though he promised Abraham chapter 12, and even when Abraham chapter 13 went separated from Lot, and God said to Abraham, whatever your foot, you know, wherever you walk on that land, it's yours. The land. And when the children of Israel, when Joshua about to cross the Jordan River, and he advised the children of Israel, he said, all this land is from God. It's for us. And you know the story? Joshua, you know, led the children of Israel to conquer the land. And in verse, if you look at this, Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. This place, this place called Bethel. This is the place inside the promised land. In chapter 12 and verse 20. Verse 22 to 26. Sorry. Genesis 12, verse 8. And it said, and he removed from thence unto the mountains on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and call upon the name of the Lord. This is when God, when the Abraham walks through that land, the land of Canaan, Abraham come to this place and said he built an altar. Not only built an altar when God told him, this is the place I show you, this is the place I told you, this is the place for your family. This is a land for you and your family. And Abraham there, he said he removed his tent and come and pitch his tent between Bethel and Ai. It's a place that Abraham claimed when he come from Haran, came to Canaan. This is the first place that Abraham found is Haran, between Bethel and Ai. If you turn your Bible with me to the book of Genesis chapter 28. This is another story of this place. Verse 28, verse 16 to verse 19. This is when Jacob ran away from his brother Esau. He was on his way to Padan Aram. And he came to this place and it was dark. And it's in verse 16, and Jacob awake up. He was sleeping there. And he awake up in verse 16, Jacob awake out of his sleep and says, surely the Lord is in this place. Remember what he saw? He saw the ladder in his dream, and he saw the ladder. And then when he woke up, he took the pillow and became a pillar for his faith. And he said in verse 16, and Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate to heaven. This is the place, Bethel. This is the place, is the house of God. This is the place that God dwells. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he put, that had put for his pillow, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And in verse 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of city was Luz or Luz at the first. So Jacob named the place. Not only the place was before was Luz or Luz, but Jacob renamed the place Bethel. If you turn back to the book of Judges, one that we he said, and the house of Joseph, they also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. You know, whenever God called you to do something, God opened up the way, and God showed Joshua, this is the land that promised by God to Abraham. This is the land for you. You go in the land and inherit the land. Claim the land. They went in, and, you know, if you look at the verse 20, and they gave Hebron unto Caleb. And Moses said, and he expelled then the three sons of Anak. And the children of Benjamin did not draw off the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem unto this day. So they did not do what God told them to do. God said, take all these people out. Whatever your foot trod, that is your land. Claim the land that God has given to you. And they went in verse 22, in the house of Joseph. They also went up against Bethel, the house of God, and the Lord was with them. The Lord was all with us when we go do what God wants us to do. But it's in verse 23, and the house of Joseph sent to decry Bethel. Now the name of the city before was Luz. And the spies saw the man came forth out of the city, and they said unto him, show us, we pray thee, the entrance into the city, and we will show thee mercy. Show us how to get into the city. So they came and go to the place. The tribe of Joseph went to the place. They saw a man came out of the place, and they traced up the man, and they said, show us the way to the city, and I will we'll show mercy to you. Verse 25, and when they showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but let go the man and all his family. There's one of the men that came out of that city, should be died. You know, one man can make a damage. One sin in our life will destroy us. And they saw this man coming out of the city, and they went to the man and said, just show us the way to the city, and we will show mercy unto you. So the man showed them the way. They said they killed all the men's city, but spare one man. Look at verse 25. And said, when they showed them mercy, verse 26, and when the man went into the land of Hittites, and he built a city, and called the name thereof Luz, which is the name thereof unto this day. The name of the place was Bethel. It's the house of God. They had to claim. Abraham found the place. They put his tent between that place. Jacob named the place. The children of Israel should claim the place. Instead of claiming the place, they let one man go back and rebuild the city. And they take the name, the house of God, and put Luz in that city. They said, that name is unto this day. You know what Luz means? It's a house of nuts. Actually, that's the meaning. Luz means nuts. The children of Israel disobey God and feel something that the house of nuts and not the house of God. See, that's something. This is one of the things it teaches me in these scriptures. As I told you, I'm not speaking whatever God gives me, I will say. I don't want to repeat the mistake. I see a lot of things that happen in our mission field. And I don't want to leave that without solving those problems. We got a Bible college going on in our church. We got 5 graduate this year. We have a graduation when we get back. We were waiting for the result from the States, and we got 5 graduates. And 2 of them are preachers. And I do all these things because I don't want to beat the mistake. I want to ground them in the Word of God. I want to teach them how to win souls. And I want to train them to do the right thing. So, you know, when the danger of the thing, if we let one thing in our lives, it destroys us. We need to stand up and see what God wants us to do and go forth. Go forward. You not let the world destroy us. Let God rule in our lives. Let's pray, Pastor Will. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the things that you put in your word. Some of the things that conceal with our human eyes. But we thank you, Lord, that you always, your word is fresh every day. And we see things, Lord, that apply to our lives every day. We thank you, Lord, for this portion of scripture. I pray that you help us to understand this. You know, I don't have a lot of words to explain this, but you know my heart. You understand what I get from this portion of scripture. I pray, Lord, that all of us have the same thing, that we may be able to be useful for your service. In Jesus' name, amen.